Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media, to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tomorrow, God willing, we will start the Holy Great Fast. And it is a journey, ends by the Holy Week and the Feast of Resurrection. And this time actually is a very precious time for all of us, and we need to benefit from it. So if we know the reason why the Church actually, guided by the Holy Spirit, set this fast for us, if we know the reason and the goal of this fast, this will help us to benefit from this time. So at least there are three main goals for this fast. The first goal is the life of repentance. Definitely repentance is our journey all the time. I don't say we repent only during the fast and the whole year. We don't. Definitely not. But during the great fast, it's a time to re-examine ourselves and to re-examine our repentance and to see how serious we are in our repentance. Are we taking the life of repentance seriously or not? The second reason behind the great fast, it is a time actually to stay away from the distraction of the world and to focus on our relationship with God. And again, as I said about repentance, it is our life, all the days of our life. Again, our relationship with God should be our focus and our attention all the days of our life. But unfortunately, there are many, many distractions around us. We get distracted. So it's a time actually to have like a spiritual retreat to re-examine where I am with my relationship with God. Am I on the right track or not? And the third reason, it is also a time to see my spiritual growth. Am I growing spiritually or not? Am I bearing the fruit of the Spirit in my life or not? Am I every day growing towards spiritual maturity, or I am still babe in Christ, as St. Paul said to the people in Corinth and also to Hebrews? So these are at least three main goals for the Great Fast: to re-examine my repentance, to re-examine my relationship with God, and also to re-examine my spiritual growth. And in order to be able to do these things, the Church actually gives us some spiritual exercises, our spiritual tools, to be able to achieve these three goals. That's why in the Gospel of today, the Lord, this part from the Sermon on the Mountain, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord spoke about four things in the Gospel of today: about charitable deeds, about prayer, about forgiveness, and about fasting. Four things very important to think about. These are tools to help us to achieve our goals during this great fast. Charitable deeds. That's what the Lord started Matthew 6 by speaking about charitable deeds. As I told you, it's a time of repentance. And in repentance, we ask the mercies of the Lord. Because if God judged any one of us righteously and according to His justice, no one can stand before Him. No one. All of us, without exception, under the sentence of death. That's why every time when Abuna mentioned he appointed a day for recompense in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds, all of us will cry and say, according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. So we need actually, if we are asking for mercy, that God to have mercy upon us and to forgive us our sins and our trespasses, we need actually to show mercy. And that's why, that's how the Lord Jesus Christ said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So when we are merciful to others, we will obtain mercy. So charitable deeds is about showing mercy to the others, showing mercy to the poor and to the needy, so we can receive mercy. But again, maybe somebody will tell me, I pay my tithe regularly, so what I can do more than this? Yes, you can do more. In fasting, if we fast in the right way, in ascetic way, and if during this time we refrained from the vanities of the world, whether in the type of food we eat, whether in clothes, whether in our purchases in general, and our shopping, then our budget actually in spending during fast should be less than regular months, if we fast in the proper way. And the difference actually between this and that should go to the poor and the needy. For example, if my monthly expenses for food and shopping like 1,000, and during the fast it became 800, then these 200 I will give it to the poor and the needy, extra than my tithe that I pay every month. It's very important to show mercy. And St. Paul make it very clear in Philippians chapter 4, when actually the church encourages us to show mercy or to practice charitable deeds. St. Paul said, I am not in need of this gift, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17. Not that I seek the gift. So the church is not seeking the gift, because God will provide to the poor and needy whether we give or we don't. He is the father of the orphans and the judge of the widows. So he will provide for them. So it is not about the gift itself, as St. Paul said, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds your account. When you give with generosity, you will be blessed. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to whose account? To your account. Philippians 4:17. So God actually asked us to do charitable deeds as a way to bless us more and more, and also to obtain his mercy, because blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. But the Lord warned us not to do it like the hypocrites, in order to seek glory from men. Because if we seek glory from men, then we got our glory. And as the Lord said, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. You have no reward from your Father in heaven. But do it secretly between you and God. To the extent that he said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Mean to do it secretly. Don't announce it, don't make it public, don't share it with others. It's between you and God to help the poor and the needy. Then actually, during this season, because we are re-examining our pre-repentance and we're asking the mercies of God, we will obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The second tool that the Lord told us is prayer. If one goal of this fast is to re-examine my relationship with God, so how can I connect with God without prayer? Prayer is my connection with the Lord. So during this fast, if I don't pray at all, I need to start learning how to pray. And if I'm praying, I need actually to increase my prayers, at least during this fast. And definitely you'll ask, but I am too busy. As I told you, it's a time as a spiritual retreat, to retreat ourselves from the distraction of the world. So we need to think what we should compromise during this fast in order to save time for prayer and for spiritual reading and for the scripture. As I told you, we need to save some money from our expenses to send it to the poor and the needy. In the same way, we should save time from all these distractions in order to give it to God, to spend more time with God. What do you want to compromise? Maybe we spend a lot of time on phone calls. Maybe we spend a lot of time in socializing with each other. TV, social media, games, all these things actually we can eliminate completely during this great fast in order to save more time for prayer, save more time to study the scripture, save more time to read spiritual reading, to listen to sermons. All this actually will be edifying for our spiritual growth and our relationship with God. Next Sunday, actually, the church will speak about don't be distracted by what we're gonna eat, what we will drink. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things, but first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So don't get distracted. Focus on your spiritual life. The third tool that the church told us today is about forgiveness. As the Lord told us, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. During this fast and repentance, what do we ask? We ask forgiveness. How can I ask forgiveness while me myself am not forgiving others? In order to be able to ask forgiveness, I need to forgive others. I should not be holding grudges against anyone or not forgiving anyone. So before the journey of the fast start, the church, through the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, instructing us, you are going to start the journey and ask God to forgive you. So re-examine yourself. Is there anybody you did not forgive, and what you want to do about this? And I want to differentiate between forgiveness and reconciliation. There is difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. God on the cross, He forgave everyone in the world, but He did not reconcile with everyone. Those who accepted the gift of forgiveness from Him, they are reconciled with Him. But those who reject the gift of forgiveness, they are not reconciled with Him. So on the cross, He forgave everyone. Forgiveness is unconditional. And I am required to forgive everyone in my life. But about reconciliation, if the other person rejected my forgiveness and he insisted not to reconcile with me and he is avoiding me, then that's his issue. As people rejecting to reconcile with the Lord Jesus Christ. But on my part, I forgive any person who have sinned against me from my heart, wholeheartedly. But this doesn't mean necessarily that we are reconciled with each other. Yes, I will do my best to reconcile, but if the other person rejected reconciliation, that's his issue, not my issue. Then the fourth and the last tool that the church told us today is fasting. And fasting is not only changing the type of food, Because fasting, the purpose of fasting is to develop self-control. As St. Paul said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest after I preach it others, I myself be disqualified. So fasting is about disciplining yourself, disciplining your body. And if I am able to say to my body no for the food, I will be able to say no to any other temptation. Unfortunately, people during fasting, they indulge more in food and they fall in the sin of gluttony. And they are looking for food that is similar to the non-fasting food in order not to feel the fasting. So what is the purpose? And sometimes in doing this, actually their budget during fasting days will be more. If your budget for the food increases during fasting, then there is something wrong here. Because fasting is about asceticism, about simplicity. Actually, the church regulates to abstain until sunset. Yes, not everyone will be able to do this. But just, I want you to understand the principle. The principle is to discipline yourself and to live ascetic life. So maybe you don't or you cannot abstain until sunset, which is okay. But don't lose the purpose of fasting in asceticism, in simplicity. Fasting is about simplicity in food. Discipline your body and bring it into subjection. And there are actually three dimensions in fasting from the ascetic point of view. The abstinence. So you need to train yourself to abstain for some time, even maybe until 11 in the morning, 12. But you need to abstain for some time. And today is Sunday, and all of you are going to take communion, which means you are abstaining from eating and drinking until the end of the liturgy, and it will end around 11 or 11:30. So we can abstain until 11 or 12. We can do it. It's not impossible. And we should not be addict, for example, to a cup of coffee, and I have to drink it in the morning. So that's the first element. Second element is the type of food, and as I said, the simplicity in eating during this time to discipline our body, as St. Paul said. And the third element is the quantity of food. And many people actually, they are on a vegan diet for health reasons, or just to lose weight, or intermittent fasting. They do intermittent fasting just to lose weight. Shouldn't we do it for a spiritual reason, for our relationship with God? Because when I discipline my body and my spirit, I am feeding it spiritually. Then this war between spirit and body, the soul will win here. Because I have a strong soul, strong spirit. I am feeding it through prayer, spiritual reading, etc. At the same time, I have a disciplined body. So the person will be spiritual. But if it is the opposite, I spoil my body, my soul is hungry and is weak, fainting from malnourishment, spiritual nourishment, then the person will be carnal. And it's your choice. Do you want to be carnal, led by the lusts of the flesh, or spiritual, led by the Spirit of God? So the purpose of fasting, to reach this stage of being spiritual, not carnal, led by the Spirit of God, not by the desires of the flesh. So in the Gospel of today, the Church is telling us, if you want to achieve the goals, to re-examine your repentance, your spiritual growth, your relationship with God, here are the tools that you need to practice from day one: fasting, prayer, charitable deeds, and forgiveness. When you practice these tools in your life, you will benefit from the fasting. And at the end of the fasting, you will be able to say with the man who was born blind, the gospel of the last Sunday in fasting, I was blind, but now I can see, because your spiritual eyes will be enlightened and you will be able to see the light of Christ. May the Lord help all of us to have a spiritual fasting in which our repentance will be strong, our spiritual growth will be more and more towards spiritual maturity, and our relationship with God will be strong and steadfast. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.